Blog Talk Radio.
Какие-то функции, которые сложились с момента образования НАТО. Это их дела. Я-то считаю, что НАТО вообще ни к чему уже. Пусть тогда платят нам за то, что Байден, он человек более опытный, он прогнозируемый, он политик старой формации. Но мы будем работать с любым.
Hello, this is Cyrus.
Hey, Cyrus, it's Michael. I'm running a little early with Dr. Brown Thomas, so I'm thinking like maybe 3-4 minutes from right now I'll have it for you.
Okay, sounds good. Oh, I'm so glad you said that. So in conversation, she likes Brown Thomas?
Yeah, Dr. Deanna Brown Thomas is her full name.
Okay, got it. Well, we'll be ready for
you. All right.
All right.
Well, I'll call you soon.
Okay. Hello, this is Cyrus.
Hey, Cyrus, sorry I'm not early. I'm a minute late, but you got until 41. I got it for you.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Here she comes.
All right.
Doctor, you're on with Cyrus Webb.
Top of the day. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
We're going to go ahead and start the taping for you, okay?
Okay.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For our radio audience tuning in here in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also, tuning in to our friends at iHeartRadio and Amazon Music, we're glad you all could be with us as well. We're excited to welcome Dr. Deanna Brown Thomas to our broadcast today. You all know her as an entrepreneur, media personality, and writer. She's also the daughter, though, of the legendary godfather of soul, James Brown. She's here to talk to us about a very special event that's kicking off on Monday, February the 19th on A&E. It is James Brown Say It Loud. We're going to talk to her not only about the two-night documentary, but also what it's like for her to be a part of it, to share a part of her father's story, and what she hopes to be able to take away from it as well. Dr. Brown Thomas, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Well, look, of course, we in the South, I mean, love James Brown, and of course, he's loved around the world. As I mentioned, this two-night event is kicking off on Monday, February the 19th. What has it been like for you and Dr. Brown Thomas to be able to see the early response to it?
Well, people are really, really, really liking it. Those that have already seen it in the media so that they can talk about it have already said that, wow, this is so intense. And, like, want to go back and just watch it a couple more times because you can't get it all at one time. Birthing of James Brown to this new generation, you know, to be able to learn about him. And for those of us that known him and love him over the years, we'll be able to see never-before-seen archival footage, audio, and hear never-before-heard stories from different family and friends.
You know, I've been following you, of course, on social for a while, Dr. Brown Thomas, and for those who are not following her on Instagram, you guys can find her at James Brown Daughter. But one thing I love is that you're able to not only, of course, share your own history and how you've been able to be a trailblazer, but also, of course, continue to be able to share your father's story. You just said something really important, though. I mean, what has it been like for you to see how new generations are realizing the impact your father's had, not only on music, but also on culture?
definitely on culture through the messages and his music. When George Floyd was assassinated, Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud was on the playlist of some of everybody, black, white, just people from all over the world, and especially our younger generation. So to be able to see the culture, listen to his messages and adopt them and live them, you know, and share them, you know, is great. I mean, you see them saying, Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud. You see it on the T-shirts. You see it, you know, how they may wear their hair and just how they live, because they're reading this history and these messages that my dad left. Don't be a dropout, or I don't want nobody to give me nothing. Open up the door. Get it myself. So not just being the most fam, it'll move the needle in the culture.
Yeah. I mentioned your own impact. Talk to us about that, because, I mean, you have been able to, I know I saw even during the pandemic, Dr. Brown Thomas, one of the things that you had done an interview and you were talking about the lessons of COVID. And one of the things you said that is so important, I think, for all of us is one of the lessons you've learned is the importance of self-care. Talk to us about that, because you've been able to have people look at you, look at your example, your accomplishments. What has it been like for you to share messages like that to remind us not to forget about ourselves?
You're absolutely right, because let me tell you something. I was on a trip with my dad one time. We was in Los Angeles, South Central Los Angeles, and we were riding down the street somewhere, and we were in the long stretch limousine, and he had the limousine driver stop the car. He said, stop the car. So he said, come on, Deanna, I want to show you something. So I jumped out the car, you know, security guards stripping, because they're like, what is he doing? We're walking across the street. And across the street, we're headed towards a large amount of homeless people who were laid out on the ground and, you know, laying on the dirty cardboard, whatever they were on. And you could see their faces. They were like, thought they were seeing a ghost by watching my dad come across the street. And one young man he walked up to, and he gave him money and everything, and he said, listen, young man, take this money. Clean yourself up. Get something to eat. Go do something for yourself. That right there, it wasn't about the money. It was about the hope that he was giving that young man. But it's also showing us how important it is that if we don't take care of self, we certainly can't go out and be a service to no one else. So for me, going through all of that I had, and I had to learn now. It's not something that I just woke up one morning and say, well, I got self-care. I had to go through some stuff. I had to have some stress and deal with a lot of stuff after losing my father. I mean, I have a husband, and we have businesses, I have a son, and, you know, so we have family stuff. But we had a lot to deal with. So I realized that in going through all of this, I still have to be Deanna. I still have to have self-care. And I encourage that to anybody, because if you lose yourself, you've lost it all.
Yeah. Such a great thing. And so with that being said, as people are getting ready to watch James Brown Say It Loud, do you hope that they take those messages, it's like you have those memories, Dr. Brown Thomas, of things he taught you, that outside the music they're able to take those lessons away from how he lived his life?
And apply them. Listen to them and apply them, because it works. It will work. You know, you put a lot of work in, you put a hard work in, And believe in yourself. You know, you may get a bunch of no's. He got a bunch of no's. You know, he got a bunch of no's in a lot of different ways. You may get a bunch of no's. You will get a bunch. Stay in it. Stay on the good foot. Stay in faith. Don't give up. Keep going, because you will come to a point where all of what you did will pay off. And I learned that through my dad. I mean, he went through a lot, and he wasn't even educated. You know, but the gift that God gave him, he continued to use and continued to give. So use what God gave you, stay focused, and ignore these life's distractions, and stay on the good foot.
Well, look, I'm excited about the two-part documentary. Again, everyone, James Brown Say It Loud is premiering on Monday, February the 19th on A&E. We have the privilege right now of speaking with Dr. Deanna Brown Thomas, of course, his daughter, but also she's a media personality, entrepreneur, writer in her own right as well, sharing with us not only, of course, some of the reflections about her father, but also why you should be watching this too. If you don't mind, Dr. Brown Thomas, let our audience know how to stay connected with you.
Well, they can Google James Brown Family Foundation. I'm really easy to find on Instagram because I use what everybody calls me as my username. My username is James Brown Daughter. Okay? So I use that, you know, make it real easy for people to find me.
And we'll make sure that we link that up, too. Again, thank you so much again for stopping by. Looking forward to speaking with you again.
Thank you, and I know that you will enjoy Monday and Tuesday night.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let's go make today amazing. Take care. Hello, this is Cyrus.
Hey, Cyrus, how you doing? This is Ramon.
Hey, Ramon. Man, I just spoke to James Brown's daughter, man. You can't tell me nothing now.
Oh, that must be premiere.
Oh, man. You have Jamie with you, right?
I do, yeah. Jamie Sandberg.
Yeah, we're all set. Hers will be airing today at 1:30 p.m. Eastern.
Awesome. All right, I'm going to go ahead and patch her through.
All right, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend, man.
You too. Thank you.
All right.
Hey, Cyrus.
Hello, Jamie. Thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here with you.
Yeah. We're going to go ahead and start the taping for you, okay?
Okay.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again for a radio audience tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com. We're glad that you all can be with us. Also, those tuning in through iHeartRadio and Amazon Music, we're glad you all could join us as well. Well, as you guys know, there's a partial eclipse that's coming that the majority of us will be able to see in some form or fashion. If you're wondering exactly how to be able to explain it to kids, but also, of course, to have some fun in learning about the solar system yourself, you guys are going to really love this next segment. We're excited to welcome author Jamie Sandberg to our broadcast today. Jamie's the author of the new book, Total Solar Eclipse, A Stellar Friendship Story. Want to talk to her not only about the book. Her book is a top 100 bestseller right now on Amazon, I should mention. We're going to talk to her not only about the writing of the book, but also what it's been like for her to use it to entertain and to educate. Jamie, thank you again for the time. Really appreciate it.
Oh my gosh, thank you for having me. It's an honor to be on your program.
The pleasure is definitely all mine. I got the book on Kindle because I wanted to be able to share it with our audience here. And, of course, as I mentioned, already a top 100 bestseller on Amazon. This is a popular time for it, so it's great to be able to have you talk about it. Talk about that, if you don't mind, Jamie. What has it been like for you to see not only the interest in the book, but also how people have been able to learn about the solar system along the way?
Yeah, it's I keep saying to my husband, like, I love it when a plan comes together, you know, because I've been talking for years about how I wanted to do this book since the since I saw a total solar eclipse in 2017, and I set my goal, and I looked at the Google trends, and I was like, people are going to be talking about this in 2024, and they're going to be getting excited about it. They know they have a little bit more of an idea of what to expect from 2017. And it's going to be a big deal. And it's just been so exciting to see my vision for the book. And it's practical in terms of being a little bit of a how-to, to how to watch the solar eclipse, but then also share a lesson that I think of, about teamwork and communication that I think is just evergreen and important for the world that we live in. And just to see people embrace it, those positive reviews come in, you know, when librarians are gushing over the book along with grandparents and five-year-olds, it's just so rewarding. I'm just so blessed.
Yeah. And I think, too, the other thing, the way you've written the book, Jamie, is exciting because it makes it less scary, especially for kids. To better understand, you know, that it's not like, you know, something's being taken away, like the sun's able to realize even in your book. You know, it's all about perspective, right? Was that part of the goal you wanted to have as well, to educate, but also to kind of share those little lessons too?
Yes, 100%. Like you, you see me and you see the book, and I just love it. So absolutely, that's the son's transformation throughout the journey. So it is informational fiction, and while it's meant to be able to teach kids how to, you know, and adults truly how to safely watch that eclipse, it's telling a fictional story, and in it, you know, the sun is upset that the moon is stealing its light. It's got lots of emotions about that, everything from it's worried about, you know, earthlings looking up at it and getting hurt to it's mad at its friend. And then in the end, it learns that moon didn't try to steal its light and that they're actually better together because sun is shining in a different way. We see a totally different view of the sun than we do normally when it's totally eclipsed by the moon. And so I wanted that to come through definitely, that that message that we can be better together, and sometimes we're better in ways that we never thought possible.
Yeah. Well, in regard to the eclipse, I'd have to ask you on behalf of my audience and Jamie, I mean, who will be able to see it on April the 8th? I know that's the date that people have been hearing about, but who exactly will be able to see it?
Yeah, absolutely. So what you need to do is everybody needs to go online and type in their city or where they live and if it's going to be in the path of the eclipse. If it's not, you'll still be able to see, if the weather cooperates, you'll be able to see what's called a partial eclipse. But if there's any way you can get to that path of the total eclipse, take it from me, it's 100% worth it to be able to see it. The analogy I like to give is it's like, you know, packing your family up and driving to Disney World and getting in that, you know, parking in the front row and then turning around and going home. Like, being in that path is Disney World. Totality is Disney World. The partial eclipse is the parking lot. It's still cool, but it's not at all the same, right? And so if you have a chance to see it, do it. But if, you know, if you're just going to be in the parking lot, it's still really cool to see. So it's still worth it.
Well, here in Mississippi, Jamie, we're in that part that we'll get the partial.
Yeah, hey, you can. You're close though. You're close.
Yeah.
Take a road trip. It's totally worth it. Yeah.
Look, I totally agree. I think that would be definitely fun for our audience. So that leads to this question then, Jamie, for our audience, for those who will be able, you know, to see it. How can they be able to do so safely?
Yeah, there's a lot of concern about, can children safely observe this? And, you know, what do we do with the kids? And it's like, they can. They can absolutely safely observe the eclipse. They obviously need to learn about it in advance, and they need to be supervised. That part's important, too. But with advanced preparation, that's the key. So it's like in my house, you know, mornings go a lot smoother when we lay out our clothes and pack our backpacks the night before. And that's the same thing with the eclipse, that prior preparation. So my book is one of the ways that people can prepare in advance, have that conversation as a whole family. And, you know, the bonus about the book is that kids are loving it and they want to read it again and again, and that just reinforces the messages. And then also, it just also became available in Spanish just yesterday. So if there's some kids that, you know, Spanish is maybe their first language, you can get the book in Spanish too, and that'll be great. So just prior preparation is the key. Grab those solar glasses. If you are somewhere that is going to be that partial eclipse, you're going to need to wear those glasses to look directly at the sun. So get them now before they're scarce. You pick them up. I mean, the hardware stores have them. Like, you'll start to see them everywhere. Get them now. And then just, you know, enjoy the day. It's such a cool experience.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for talking about this, Jamie. Congratulations on your first children's book already being an Amazon bestseller. We're so excited to talk with you about it. Again, everyone, Jamie Sandberg has been our guest. Total Solar Eclipse, A Stellar Friendship Story, is available on Amazon. You can also get it through your favorite bookstore. And, Jamie, where can our audience go for more information?
Yeah, check us out at solareclipsebook.com. We've got some special deals there if you want to buy more than one copy. And you can check out our blog and get some other tips. So solareclipsebook.com.
And we'll make sure that we link that up for our audience as well. Jamie, thank you again for the time. Really appreciate it. And looking forward to speaking with you again.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Hey, more than welcome. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. As always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let's go make today amazing. Take care. We're excited to welcome Jamie Sandberg to our broadcast today. She's the best-selling author of the children's book, Total Solar Eclipse, A Stellar Friendship Story. I want to talk to Jamie not only about the book, about the upcoming solar eclipse coming up on April the 8th, how you all can be able to watch it safely, and also where you can go for more information as well. Jamie, thank you so much for the time today. Really do appreciate it.